Congratulations. Just your thoughts.
I'm happy, you know, get to go back to Canada for once and actually play there, so should be fun.
Is it something that you ever would have thought about during your rookie year?
Definitely, for sure. It's something that you watch when you're in high school and something that you want to be a part of. So,
how old were you when you moved to Indianapolis?
7.
And do you go back? Do you still have family?
I have family that lives there. I haven't been back in a few years. I go back for the Canadian basketball team now. So,
you know, you mentioned that, you know, when you were originally left off, that there was a little bit of disappointment there for you. I mean, but is this validation of the progress that you've made this season?
Yeah, I think so. You know, to be the next guy in line to, you know, be picked is a big achievement, I guess.
Coach talked a little bit about not getting a lot of time, and you know, if you come in and you make a mistake, not you in particular, but somebody just doesn't get a lot of time in the rotation, that sometimes you don't get a chance to make amends on the offensive side of things. Do you play sometimes a little bit worrying about that? Don't make the mistake, or is it now to the point where you just play and let it happen?
I just play and let it happen. You know, mistakes are going to happen. That's a game of basketball, and it's just how you react to it and how you go and make a different player or try to impact, you know, the game differently.
Have you thought about, I know you're a player now, but the fan hat element of the All-Star game and Kobe's final All-Star game and you being there and all that?
Yeah, for sure. You know, being a kid growing up, watching All-Star games and All-Star events all the years growing up, you know, and then to finally be a part of it and have your favorite player going through his last one is a special experience.
Helo and Rodney were talking about how they were excited to ISO against each other during the game. Are you excited to then try that against Rodney too?
Yeah, you know, Rodney said, you know, he might have to guard me a little bit, so I told him his ISO and put him in post. It's too little.
So you're going to put him in the post?
Yeah.
Is he going to take you outside, though?
Nah, you know, I went to Kentucky. I'm used to guard, so that's easy.
The Neto-Lyles pick and roll is going to...
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. You know, whoever the coach is, hopefully they know about it. So.
Do you have any particular All-Star memories growing up? Any games that you watched as a kid and you were like, wow, that's, you know, been in your head forever?
My dad actually recorded Michael Jordan's last dunk contest with Dominique Wilkins, so I always watch that, and I watch it every now and then, so it's definitely something that's always stuck out to me.
I know you touched on it a little bit, but the importance of it being in Canada, tell me, how will that change things for you going there as opposed to just someplace else?
It just shows that Canada, you know, has a spirit and an uprising for basketball, and I think that they're going to put on a great showcase for the event, and, you know, maybe put in a case of getting it back in the future, and, you know, it helps out with the kids that are there playing basketball and, you know, being able to, you know, maybe go out there and see some of us, so it's cool.
Would you go ahead,
Heather? Are you going to be hanging out with Drake?
I don't know, maybe. You know, he can hit my hotline, please.
Just going to ask, would you be in this position had you stayed in Canada with the culture, the difference in terms of basketball culture?
I don't know. I was a hockey player growing up, so, you know, probably would have went on a different path, I think.
Well, you play goalie, is that right?
Yeah, I was goalie, and I played forward every now and then. So. Yeah.
Not many 6'10 goalies.
I fill up the net.
Can you know what Popeye Jones is?
Yeah, I do.
You know, his son was like one of the top NHL picks.
Yeah.
So, there you go. You have your 6'10 hockey player.
And Greg Ostertag's the only other one that I know of. So.
Yeah, well, there you go.